views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
The truth is funny. With Colette Steffen, we'll have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network as she provides energetic shifts and consistent results in every area of life, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success. Many people who shift out of limiting beliefs roar with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. The truth is funny. Shift happens. Feel instant relief. Stay tuned for more fun and release struggle and suffering. And now, here's your host, Colette Steffen.
This is Colette Steffen. Welcome to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. And stay tuned for the next hour to experience the instant relief of using your intuition to solve life's most challenging problems. Shift does happen every Wednesday at 8 o'clock a.m. Pacific Time, live on the airwaves and also in the archives at thetruthisfunny.com, transformationtalkradio.com, and transformationradio.fm. The energetic shifts are still accessible through the Higher Self Network, HSN, and you can listen to that in the when you're listening to that in the archives, you'll receive the benefits of the shifts. We do love to hear from you. Feel free to call in today, 1-800-930-2819. I have one of my very favorite guests here today, Sharan Sirdar, and she is a geneticist by training and work history turned epigeneticist. From her innermost desire to reveal the truth about our human potential, and she has a bachelor's degree in microbiology, a master's in human genetics, and she worked in the field of genetics for 13 years, identifying genetic mutations for a whole host of genetic diseases and contributed to scientific papers as well as textbooks. And today she works specifically with genetic diseases, assisting to release the energy in the form of emotions, beliefs, perceptions that get in the way of the natural flow of the body to bring about positive gene expression. Sharan is leading the paradigm shift in the revolutionary new field of epigenetics. She has been featured on Hidden Science TV and Punk Science. She is an author and follows her passion to make easy to understand videos explaining epigenetics. Hey, Sharan, are you there?
Hi, Colette. So much fun. We're back again.
Yay. So today we're talking about the power, once again, the power of your DNA and the power that, the ancestors have over that and how people sometimes maybe misinterpret that a bit. So, you know, before we get into talking about that, I just wanted to say, hey, how are you? What have you been up to? Where are you? What are you doing?
Oh, there's so much going on.
Busy.
I have been busy. Yeah, lots going on. And I'm off to Kripalu in the USA next week. We're doing a 4-day retreat. Where we'll be talking about consciousness, and there's a couple of other speakers that are going to be there. So this is exciting, and I'm looking forward to that.
That sounds like fun.
Yes, it does.
And what else is up? Because I know you just hosted a seminar, and you've been busy.
I was working with, we had a workshop over here. And the other thing that I'm doing is that we're with another ancestral healing person, Cryoite, is that how you say it? Her and I have both put together this program, which we did some workshops on. It was just intuitively put together in the sense that we felt the need for it. And, you know, the reason I'm mentioning it on this call is because we are talking about ancestors and the DNA, and this is exactly what this is about. And we've called it HART, which is H-A-R-T, so to help with health, abundance, relationships, and transformation.
Cool. So you're what are you going to you don't have Thanksgiving there like in Canada. We just had our Thanksgiving weekend, and we were just talking about that before you got on.
Yeah, well, and, you know, It was the English that were over there, right? So we don't know.
Yeah, okay, because I was so busy also, you know, I had my layer one call to dance seminar in on the 23rd and 24th of September, and then on the 30th and the 1st, I had my layer two, and we did two Shift Happens live talk events on the Friday night. And of course, we, you know, my new program is called Call to Dance. So nice. We had to go out dancing. So we were out dancing till 1 in the morning or so.
Fun.
On the Friday night, and had so much fun. Really, really wonderful group of people. And the seminar went really, really well. And, you know, I'm just loving teaching it this way. So, yeah, it's been busy. It's been very busy. And, you know, when it comes to, you know, the DNA part that we wanted to talk about, we already have two callers. So I just want to say that we'll get into that a little bit here now. And then as soon as we come back from the first break, we'll take the first caller. So thank you for patiently waiting. So, you know, tell us, you know, what is this power of DNA, and why do our ancestors, you know, have such a huge influence on it?
You know, it's like this. If we actually say that the there's an innate wisdom that exists in nature, which we all know it does. So how does an oak tree, you know, form from a seed? It's this innate power there. It's just natural. It's the way of being. And so in the same way, our health and wellness is the same way. It's a way of being. But then it's, you know, turned around so much in the way that we see things, because so many people around us, as you know, Colette, you know, there's so many health issues and emotional, physical, and all that results from the stuff that we've accumulated in our lifetime, as well as the lifetimes of our ancestors. And we have the ability to come back to that place where that innate wisdom exists, and that is the power that's inside of us. And we can access that. And when we actually, we'll go through that with, you know, the callers that are calling and work with them. But it's being present to and knowing that we're not at fault. You know, there's so much blame going on, right, Colette? And I, you know, like, oh, it's my fault that I did this, or it's my fault. But really,
yeah, it doesn't really have to be anyone's fault.
Exactly.
You know, like, it could just be like an experience. And I mean, a lot of times people, yeah, they want to either blame themselves or blame someone else when things aren't going well. And that just leads to judgment. And anytime there's judgment, then, you know, there's usually there's trauma or drama somewhere lurking about.
And then you're just accumulating more of it, right? And
yes.
It's like a snowball effect. Mm-hmm. And so in the same way, it's like, you know, when I say don't blame, I don't mean don't take the difference between that and taking responsibility. And when we take responsibility for where we're at in the moment, whatever is showing up, that is where the shift happens into our innate wisdom, and we move into that vibration, into that frequency.
Yeah, and it's a different, you know, when we're in that state, that is when we can shift energy in a positive way, where we can make strong choices regarding what's going on in our lives. And, you know, you and I talk about this, you know, on pretty much every show, that, you know, when we have physical pain in our body, it's rarely, rarely physical at root cause, almost never.
Yes.
And so a lot of the underlying emotions and the thought processes, you know, when you think about, when you look around you, everything that you see in the room you're in, if you're at a table or a desk or a chair, you know, sitting in a chair, all of these things were just a thought someone had, and then they were brought into form. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, it's not much different that we can, you know, we can't necessarily change some things that are happening in our lives, and, you know, on a broader scale, what's going on globally and even universally and in throughout the multiverse, really. But we can't control all that, but we can control our attitude about it. And, you know, by getting, you know, going inwards and searching for the answers inwards, that's when we come to creative solutions to our problems. And so that is what we're talking about here. And you're listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio with Colette Marie Steffen. My guest today is Shiran Sirdar, all the way from England. And when we return, we're going to continue talking about DNA and take these callers. If you would like to call in, 1-800-930-2819. Let's make some more shift happen.
Awareness is universal. Establishing a living awareness through meditation brings peaceful, healthy, and creative well-being into your everyday life. The practice of living awareness, Spiritfire's own meditation practice, is built on this belief and is designed for every level of practitioner. Each year, Spiritfire hosts living awareness meditation retreats that allow you to explore the practice in depth at our retreat center in beautiful Western Massachusetts. Introduce yourself to meditation and the practice at the Foundation's retreat. Attend, in silence, a silent meditation retreat focused on mindfulness, presence, and nature. Or be engaged with the meditation sittings themselves at the Deepening Retreat. Start adding to your awareness and attend a meditation retreat designed to cultivate consciousness in your everyday life. For details on attending a Living Awareness Meditation Retreat, visit upcoming events at www.spiritfire.com.
What is a brilliant culture, and how do we create them? Why are they important? Claudette Rowley has created a breakthrough five-step process to help you align your culture with your business strategy for exceptional results. Looking for a culture that drives organizational excellence? Listen to Cultural Brilliance Radio, the second and fourth Friday of each month at 10 a.m. Pacific and 1 p.m. Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio. To learn more or work with Claudette, visit culturalbrilliance.com.
Wow. Hey, everyone. Welcome. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. I'm telling you, I got to pinch myself some days because when each of us gets called to do something that we so not thought was in our wheelhouse to do for a purpose that's so much greater than us, we get to show up and shine.
If you would like to show up and shine on the Dr. Pat Show as a co-host or sponsor, send us an email to inspire@thedrpatshow.com.
Tune in to The Truth is Funny with Colette Steffen each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Thrive is what we experience when our mind, body, and soul operate as one. When we thrive, we excel on all levels. Thrive is the mindset that matters. It is essential to our being. Have you ever found yourself looking for the instruction manual on how to thrive? You'll find everything you need to help you feel strong, powerful, and peaceful in your own body. So don't waste any more time. Visit ThriveByJen.com today.
Tune in to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio to harness your connection with the universe to effect change for optimal success and happiness. Named one of the country's top psychics, Eve now brings her insights and gifts to this weekly hit call-in show, joined by visionaries, leaders, and gifted others, but mostly you. Jot it down, Thursdays, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
1230 WBLQ. We're back on The Truth is Funny with Colette Reese and my guest today, Shiran Sirdar. And before we continue, Shiran, I forgot to pick a card, so you picked one for me. Which card from Tales from the Vector?
I got Indifference, which is empowerment, reality. We're all in it together, work in progress. And I know you can say more about it.
Yeah, that's one of the karmic spaces that people can fall into, where that picture, if you want to see it, it's at talesfromthevector.com. You can go there and take a look at it, at those pictures.
Which Colette has painted so beautifully.
Yes. Yeah, and so this is part of my of the 64 cards in my energy correcting cards. And that card is about how, you know, it's got a cute little baby unicorn on it. It's all bright and pretty with a rainbow. And it's like a figure, a puzzle being put together. And some of the pieces that are not yet put together underneath it is, you know, a lot of pictures of homeless people. And it's just kind of that karmic space of indifference is kind of when people start off and they really care, and we care about each other as human beings. But sometimes, you know, life wears us down and we can become very indifferent to other people's suffering. And so just strengthening, you know, that for all of us, that, you know, we're in this together, and that the people that around us, that we can lift them up by, you know, keeping a high vibration and you know, really choosing love over fear, really. What would you say about that, Sharan?
I would say that it's, for me, I mean, initially the picture is so mesmerizing, and just the whole thing about what it says here is it's about humanity, and we're all coming together for, you know, working together. You say here about it's supporting the support meditative connection to the universal heart or the eighth chakra.
Mm-hmm. And so this is this card, I love this card because this is how people really are. You know, they're beautiful. And so, you know, a lot of times in the media and that, we'll hear a lot about the bad things that are happening, tips that are going on in the world, and there's been a lot of hardships for a lot of people. And you know, these cards, the horizontal cards in this deck, there's 25 of them that are actually from my ayahuasca visions from when I went to Peru. And so some of them are there's a lot to them, and what I experienced with this indifference, karmic space of indifference, is that most people want, like, most people don't have that much fun when other people aren't having fun around them. You know, Sharan, have you ever noticed that it's way more fun when the people around you are also having fun?
Of course.
Yeah. So we have all these callers, so we need to take some calls here.
Indeed.
Yeah, and Brian.
Yes.
Happy birthday. I just wanted to say happy birthday from me and Sharan and from all the audience. Wishing you all the best.
Thank you very much. Shall we take some?
Brian's our champion.
Oh, there, thank you. Why don't we take some calls, shall we?
So, Brian, who's our first caller?
Well, we're going to go to Minneapolis, Minnesota, and have Kathleen appear on the show. As Kathleen, welcome. What can Sharan and Colette do for you today?
Hi, thank you so much. I've regained my health after
Kathleen.
Really long-term healing journey, lots of years, and now I'm clearing clutter in my house and catching up on repairs and things that I couldn't do before. And I have a big opportunity coming in February to move, but it's pretty daunting all that I would need to accomplish between now and February. So I'm looking for any help or insights or anything that you can do so that I can move forward with my biggest, best new life.
Okay, so let's get you strong first and foremost. I like to get a baseline from people. So when you get in touch with, you know, the move coming up in February and, you know, any fears around that, like being like, oh, it's going to be so hard and I'm so challenged and worried about it, is a 10. And 0 is like, I'm neutral to it. I feel really good about it. You know, I don't have any issues. Where are you on that scale, 0 to 10?
So at first it was a 3 and I could feel some part inside of me actually like crying and feeling really upset and scared. And then at the same time, I could see a 6 and I could see some like bright light at the same time. So I had both. And that's never happened to me before that I've gotten the crying or both numbers.
Okay. So we're just going to, what I'm picking up here, is that you are in the process. And as soon as you told me that you're decluttering, I have a declutter card in the deck that's Reckless Abandon. And that's spelled W-R-E-C-K. You can see that at Tails, T-A-I-L-S, from thevector.com. But that card is about exactly what you're talking about, decluttering so that you're always ready to make a move. And a lot of people want freedom in their lifetime, and they desire freedom. And true freedom comes from discipline of the mind. That's what that card is about. Sharan, what are you picking up here that we can clear up any like residual fears here?
What happened to you around the ages of 6 and 7? Was there anything specific?
I mean, I'm not sure what correlates with what age. My brother was taken into the hospital because he was having hallucinations, and that was pretty scary. So I don't know if that's the time, or also there was a time when my mom was taken into a psychiatric facility because she had a nervous breakdown. I'm not sure what ages correlate with these things.
But okay. That came up, right, Sharan?
Yeah, because grief and self-abuse came up. So self-abuse meaning mentally abusing yourself, like beating yourself up. So whatever was going on around those ages, just clearing around that. Colette, carry on. I'll work on.
Yeah. So what came up for me right away, like this is what we were talking about. There's a deep fear that you have of, because you brought up two situations, hallucinations and also hallucinations plus also your mother. Having a nervous breakdown. And so there's an underlying fear here of being certified crazy is what's coming up. So we're just going to strengthen you to all the crazy making experiences that are going on in your, that have gone on in the past, and all the energy in around this, that you could separate yourself from this kind of crazy making energy. This is coming up drama, and et cetera. And I'm getting that you have done a lot of work on this, and most of the time you are this is coming up residual. It's kind of like when someone smokes in your house, and you know, you open all the windows and you think you got the smell totally out, but then when you return from being away and you come walk back in the house, you can still smell a faint hint of it. This is what I'm picking up. And so we want to take, it's coming up all the little tiny details all at once. And so breaking tiny details down into steps of action. So for you, I'm getting write these things down and just be strong to recognizing that you are already in this process. Like you are getting ready to move in February. And so even if you just, you know, what happens with me when I have a lot to do, I have a lot on my plate and I've got, you know, and there's not enough time to do it all even, what I do is I break it down into very tiny pieces so that I can take it one little piece at a time and take, even if you improve your situation, just 1%, even just by something like unloading the dishwasher and putting the other dishes away, things like that. As soon as your physical environment improves, it improves your ability to have a good attitude about everything that's going on in your life. Else, Sharan, I'd first would just like to check in with you now and see where you're at, Kathleen.
Okay.
How are you? What are you experiencing?
I was still seeing more of that vibration of crying and feeling afraid, feeling like I have to do this all on my, you know, all alone, like all by myself. So feeling afraid that it's a lot.
So take a deep breath. It's coming up that you're taking like this move as a transition. It's almost like a transition, a death. And so sometimes when we're making really big moves in our life, it'll feel like a part of us is dying and a part of us is being rebirthed. And so we want to strengthen you to both the experience of birth and of death, and strengthen you to transition in general. 100%. And I have, you know, I also, that's another card in the deck if you want to take a look at that. We have to take a quick, if you want to hang, Kathleen will check. Sharon and I are going to work on this a little bit. This is Colette okay. Marie Stephan. You're listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. We'll be right back after this short break.
Tune in to The Psychic Professor's Show, The Voices of Spirit Radio, with international medium and spirit artist Dr. Susan Barnes on Transformation Talk Radio. Featuring a variety of spiritual topics such as psychic art, spiritualism, EVP, psychic development, and mediumship. This hit call-in show provides listeners with breakthrough wisdom to enliven and enlighten their lives. Visit spiritartgallery.net for show days and times.
Get ready to experience Truth Talk Radio with host Deb Acker. Tune in to Truth Talk Radio each Wednesday at 3 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com to illuminate the truth in your daily life as you experience life, love, and abundance from a whole new perspective. This hit show will leave you feeling lighter and bring you into a place of infinite possibilities every day in every way. Visit TruthTalkRadioShow.com for upcoming transformative topics and guests.
What is a brilliant culture, and how do we create them? Why are they important? Claudette Rowley has created a breakthrough five-step process to help you align your culture with your business strategy for exceptional results. Looking for a culture that drives organizational excellence? Listen to Cultural Brilliance Radio, the second and fourth Friday of each month at 10 a.m. Pacific and 1 p.m. Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio. To learn more or work with Claudette, visit culturalbrilliance.com.
Wow. Hey, everyone. Welcome. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. I'm telling you, I got to pinch myself some days because when each of us gets called to do something that we so not thought was in our wheelhouse to do for a purpose that's so much greater than us, we get to show up and shine.
If you would like to show up and shine on the Dr. Pat Show as a co-host or sponsor, send us an email to inspire@thedrpatshow.com.
Tune in to The Truth is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Thrive is what we experience when our mind, body, and soul operate as one. When we thrive, we excel on all levels. Thrive is the mindset that matters. It is essential to our being. Have you ever found yourself looking for the instruction manual on how to thrive? You'll find everything you need to help you feel strong, powerful, and peaceful in your own body. So don't waste any more time. Visit ThriveByJen.com today.
This is Colette Marie Stephan. You're listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. You can connect with me at thetruthisfunny.com, talesfromthevector.com for energy correcting cards. And also, you can reach me on all social media, Facebook, Twitter, all of that at The Truth is Funny with Colette. My guest today is Sharon Sirdar. And we have Kathleen on the phone. We were talking with her about her fear around this big move she's making in February. So first and foremost, Sharon, I just want to check in with you.
You know, there was an emotion of defensiveness also coming up, which is, and I also wanted to say from around that same age that I was talking about. And the reason why this is important, Kathleen, is because we were talking earlier about how things accumulate in our life. And when we have things from the past that are in our energy field, they refract that innate wisdom that's coming through. And so this is why you're feeling the way you're feeling, that there's this energy, or was this energy there. So, we want to check in with you and see how you're feeling now.
Thank you. What I was feeling during the break was a fear of doing this alone. The last time I made a major move, which is like 30 years ago, I was in a relationship and that person could help me. You know, I packed and he put things in storage and I had somebody to move with. And so now it's something about not wanting to do this alone by myself.
Yeah, that's where I was coming up with that you're taking this so seriously. Like it's as serious as life or death. Birth and death.
Yeah.
So we're just going to strengthen you to all of those experiences again. But I can hear it even in your voice right now that,
right,
you know, you're much calmer about it. And I
okay.
just wanted to explain to you that when your energy is shifting like that, it is quite common for people to feel like a need to cry. It's kind of like
okay.
a sentimental sadness of letting go of the old you is more what's coming up. And, you know,
mm-hmm.
you're not in a relationship moving into your new digs because this way you're doing it on your own. You're strong. You're letting go of all those fears in the action of doing that. And once
okay.
you move there, I'm getting that it's going to open you up to new experiences because of that.
And
so
oh,
we just
great.
Strengthen all of the new experiences that, you know, that are waiting for you and strengthen you to enjoy them, you know. A lot of times we have a tendency to focus on what we don't want to happen, and
mm-hmm.
the universe can't really tell the difference whether we're this is really happening to us or if we're just kind of thinking about it happening to us. And so we're just going to strengthen you to that, you know, the emotion of joy and of like being like a gypsy and, you know, having that desire to travel, that desire to expand your horizons. And
okay.
Sharan, is there any last advice here that you have for Kathleen?
No, that's brilliant that you did come up with the connection with that. And my only thing is when you get off this call to actually just feel where you feel that in your body, where you feel this, because most of the time we want to avoid that place where we felt that in the past. And then we think it's a situation in the present that's causing it, but actually it's something from the past that's, you know, in our energy field. So my thing to you and everyone listening is that whatever you're experiencing, go in and just, it's almost like you're facing what it is that you originally was. And you don't even need to know what it is. You just feel that where it is in your body. The minute you feel and you start breathing, your breath is proportional to all the emotions that you're experiencing. So if you are feeling fear, your breath will be shallow. And if it's deep, if it's, you know, nice deep breaths, then that's because you're feeling calmer. And we all know that. So what you'll notice is that your breath will begin to shift as you begin to notice where it is. And also that energy begins to move as you breathe through it.
Yeah, and as soon as you said that, Sharan, the card from my deck, like the dragons are all yelling, me, me. It's the courage, you know, that's from the solar plexus. And so this
yeah.
is coming up, you know, so, kind of like from your subconscious mind, this fear. And subconscious mind is formed by the time we're 6 or 7. And that's what I was picking up with you, Sharan,
mm-hmm.
when you hit on that. So we want to thank you, Kathleen, for calling in. We have a few other callers waiting here.
Thank you both so much. I'm really grateful.
Caller, I don't think you shared your contact information with everyone yet.
It's www.charanzeta.com, C-H-A-R-A-N for November, S-U-R-D-H-A-R.com, and all my social media is on there. I'm really active on Facebook and Instagram, so just come play with me.
Okay. And I'm active on Facebook this morning posting pictures from our seminar because we had Thanksgiving on top of this right after, and my team needed a good rest. So, Brian, we have another caller here patiently waiting. Can you put the next caller on for us, please?
Yes, I can. It's Tricia from British Columbia. What can they do for you today, T?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey.
Hi. Hi there. I'm having trouble with my left shoulder with lots of pain in it.
Okay, can you repeat that? I didn't quite catch where the pain was.
Left shoulder, did you say, Tricia?
Yes, left shoulder.
Did you hear that, Colette?
Yeah. So left shoulder, and on a scale of 0 to 10, 10 being that it's agonizing, 0 being it's not that bad, or it feels better now. Where are you on that scale?
I'm definitely about a 10.
Okay, so it's a very painful. And so how long has this been bothering you?
This has been bothering me probably at least 2-3 months.
Okay, but I'm getting it's intensified in the last few days. So did something happen that did you injure this shoulder?
Not as far as I know. I woke up not last night, the night before. I woke up and it felt like my heart was going to explode, like it was racing so fast.
Okay. So Sharan, what is you picking up here?
The left shoulder has got to do with when we feel burdened by either our mother or any female energies around us, and we're carrying that burden. So I'm just curious as to when this started, when it started 2-3 months ago. Was something going on?
Trisha?
Yes, I'm just trying to think a couple months ago. I don't remember anything.
Because Trisha had called in to the show earlier. That's when you, 2 or 3 months ago, if I remember correctly, you went to meet your biological family, did you not?
Yes.
Okay, because Sharan, that's what's coming up.
Yeah. Okay, you carry on, Colette, because I'm going to work in the background here.
Okay, so we just want to all the emotions coming up right now. And I'm getting, it's coming up that you didn't injure it so much as that it became bothersome in your sleep. And so we just want to strengthen you in general. And what's coming up is also, the Thanksgiving holiday. The stresses around that, and these go way deep, ancestral is what's coming up, and that goes back over 11 generations. So we're just going to strengthen all the energy coming in around that. It's just coming up for you're being centered and stable and calm and even throughout your body. And so just strengthening the right shoulder to the left shoulder and the left shoulder back to the right. Quite often when we have a problem in our shoulders, it also will show up in our hips, in our pelvic floor area. And this is coming up survival more than anything. So coming up from the base chakra. And so we strengthen all of that energy coming in from there. Sharan, what else do you have here?
So it was the burden of even the family, the biological family, having to go about and didn't know how it was going to turn out and all of that. Anyway, I've worked around all of that. Can you just feel your shoulder now and give us some feedback on it, on where it is out of 10?
It's moved down to about an 8.
Okay, good. So it's the perception of the potential is coming up. Like the number 8 is like infinity. It's kind of like on some level you're searching for painful situations around that. And so we just strengthen you to, it's coming up like a separation almost. Bone to ligament and muscle to ligament, and it's about the fascia, and it's coming up opening your heart, having a heart opening, as well as like the anxiety coming up from that. So opening your heart up to your family and allowing yourself to be exposed in that way. It's kind of like emotional open heart surgery is what's coming up. So we're just going to strengthen you to all the good that came from it, because all in all, you had expressed that it was a strong situation for you. We have to take a quick break here, but we'll come back after the break, and we'll just check in with you again, Tricia and Sharon, and I'll work on this a little bit more. You're listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. We'll be right back after this short break.
Did you know that all of the shows on the Transformation Radio Network are available as podcasts to stream or download?
Really?
Check us out. Go to transformationradio.fm. We have business shows, spiritual shows, energy healing shows, and pretty much everything in between. Something for everyone, guaranteed to inspire, educate, and transform. We are transforming the world, one listener at a time.
In this day and age, if you don't reinvent yourself, you may never find balance, peace, and the sustainable life that is your birthright. Angela Watson Robertson, known as the Reinvention Warrior and the host of breakthrough radio show Masters of Reinvention, is here to help you reinvent every area of your life. Tune in and hear from the best in the personal transformation business and discover tips and tools for positive change. Live every month on Transformation Talk Radio.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Tune in to The Truth is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Tune in to the Psychic Professor's Show, The Voices of Spirit Radio, with international medium and spirit artist Dr. Susan Barnes on Transformation Talk Radio. Featuring a variety of spiritual topics such as psychic art, spiritualism, EVP, psychic development, and mediumship. This hit call-in show provides listeners with breakthrough wisdom to enliven and enlighten their lives. Visit spiritartgallery.net for show days and times.
Ready to experience Truth Talk Radio with host Deb Acker. Tune in to Truth Talk Radio each Wednesday at 3 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com to illuminate the truth in your daily life as you experience life, love, and abundance from a whole new perspective. This hit show will leave you feeling lighter and bring you into a place of infinite possibilities every day in every way. Visit TruthTalkRadioShow.com for upcoming transformative topics and guests.
1230 WBLQ. This is Colette Marie Stephan. You're listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. I have Sharon Sirdar here with me today, and we are talking about the effects of ancestry on our DNA and on our everyday lives. And we have Tricia on the phone here with us, and she had called in with a problem. We've been working on this throughout the break, Trisha, so we just wanted to check in with you and see where you're at now.
Definitely shifted down to about a 6.
Yeah, we're getting your perception is a little bit off. That's another card in my deck. It's P-U-R-R-ception. And it was kind of when I was in ayahuasca ceremony and the madre asked me, do you want this or that? And she was showing me like some horrendous things and then some good things. And I had to think about it. And then, I'm like, oh, let me, it was kind of like being at the optometrist and having a lens put in front of your eye and then choosing, can I just see that one more time? And learning to choose good outcomes. And what's coming up is that the story of your life that you've had a long story about suffering when it comes to your biological family, your mother, adoptive family, a lot of suffering. Suffering as a culture is coming up. And so we just want to strengthen you to all that, letting it go, not being bothered by not bother. And I'm not having to wrestle with this anymore. Like a dog with a bone is with, not like, you know, chewing on the same old bone. And so we're just going to strengthen you to opening up to all the beautiful, beautiful things that the creative influence within you is. And so, Sharan, is there any last words here for Patricia?
It was all unity, willing to, almost like that's a burden for you, to be the feminine and powerful woman. And we cleared around that as well, so that you access it. And so she just let it.
Awesome. So thank you for calling, Brian. We might have like 5 minutes left for another. Can we take one of the other callers calling?
Yes, we certainly can. It's Chelsea from Canada. Come on in. And what can we do for you today?
Hello.
Hi.
What can we do for you today, Chelsea? We're limited on time here, so we're going to work fast. what can we do for you today?
I was hoping to shift the energy. I do body work on people, but I have a hard time accepting money. I don't know if it's my self-worth or how I value myself, but I need to shift that.
Okay.
I didn't quite hear that.
So she's having trouble. She's doing body work, and she sessions with people, and she's having a hard time asking for money, compensation for
okay.
doing that. And okay. I just want to cast 0 to 10. 10, oh, it's horrible. To 0 being off, definitely can take some money. Where are you on?
I'd say about a 6 or a 7.
So right away, what's with me here is that you cannot ever value or your work in regards to your salary. Are you using for work with money because that's the form of appreciation you use to show appreciation for services that have been. And so we want to strengthen you to that having appreciation value for yourself first. Sharan, you picking up here?
Straight away, my attention went to your solar plexus, Chelsea. And that is, it's almost like there is this energy of not being able to stand in your power and be in that accepting place of that you this, and not the financial aspect, but you are worth being you.
A human doing, a human being.
So I'm working on that.
Okay, and so from my end, as soon as Sharan said that, what came up is having love for yourself. So getting strong to having self-respect. That putting yourself first sometimes. So we're just going to strengthen you to that. That you could put yourself first or you could put yourself last, but it doesn't mean that you're devaluing yourself. And so just strengthening all of that. When you think about, and for everybody out there thinking about, accepting money for what people refer to as spiritual services, we're just going to strengthen this, that, what you're doing is, the work that you're doing has value. Or people won't come to you to have it done. So you don't. It's not like you have to. As soon as you have a client, that right away, that's proof to you right there that your work does have value. All of that, all the thoughts around that, the thoughts of others, other people's fears about stepping up and going out and doing work for themselves, and a lot of people kind of are not by nature entrepreneurs, and it takes a certain amount of, I don't know, what would you call it, Sharan, to be an entrepreneur?
A lot of self-worth, right?
Yeah, yeah, okay. So, yeah, yeah. So we're just going to strengthen that for you and for everyone else listening in, for all of us, actually, that we all would recognize our self-worth. And recognizing that when, like, for myself, I mean, I'm not a doctor, I'm not a, you know, I don't diagnose, I don't prescribe. I'm following energetic weaknesses, and I'm strengthening people, like, by letting go of the weakness, empowering them to let go of the weakness. But any healing that happens within a person's body or emotional state or whatever, that healing comes from within them. And it's once the blocks are cleared, it's kind of like they have access to what they couldn't see before, what they couldn't, more like what they couldn't feel before. So I just want to check in with you right now. Where are you at? Has it changed for you at all? Or
I'm about a 3.
Okay, good.
Oh, good.
Sharan,
okay.
Any?
What else came up while you were doing that, Colette, was the womb. When you were in the womb, there was a nurturing aspect that you felt that you hadn't received or your mom hadn't received, and you picked it up. And that has become your self-worth, you know, issue. So that was what I worked on.
So what you're saying is it's the mother's fault. We're just teasing. Okay, so it's always the mother's fault, though. But that's how we started this call out, you know,
yeah.
There doesn't have to be fault, right? So I love the synchronicity of the people who are calling in. And so we're just going to strengthen this for you, Chelsea, that, you know, you can see the humor in it a little bit. I'm just getting that you're taking it very seriously because you want to do a really good job. And so we're going to strengthen you that you're not going to do a good job. You're just going to do good.
And you're going to have fun.
Yeah, there you go. You got to have fun. You know, that's why I wanted to mention my layer 2 coloring book manual is now out along with the layer 1. It'll be available on my website at thetruthisfunny.com, you know, in the next couple days. And I just love that I'm not taking it that seriously. It's a coloring book. I mean, it's a coloring book, like an anatomy coloring book. But it just, at the seminars, people just can sort of slip into this innocent state because the left brain is kept happy because it's doing something. And this is what's coming up. Like, if your mind quite often will jump in and sabotage. So you want to strengthen yourself to the thoughts that are running through your mind and recognize that they're just a thought. They're just a little fear. It's not something that you have to embrace or claim as your own is what's coming up. So, Sharan, we're going to be running out of time any second now, I think. So I'm just wanting to check in with Chelsea one more time, see where you're at.
I seem pretty neutral.
A 3. Okay. Yeah, good, good. It's moving down. So, Sharan, any last words for this caller and Chelsea and for anyone else listening in? You've got about a minute.
Chelsea, just like we said, go have fun. And also remember that anyone that comes to you is coming for your evolution. And so strengthening you for it, being able to feel that and know that it's actually you're receiving so much, and know that, you know, there's so much more than money. And when we tune into the abundance that's already there, the rest of that begins to flow.
Yeah, I love it, Sharan. That's wonderful advice. And, you know, the reason we were laughing a little bit earlier is just, you know, it is a lot of there's a lot to do when you run a business. And it doesn't matter what kind of business it is. So we just strengthen everybody to that's just part of it. And I want to thank you, Sharan, for coming on the show. And it's just so awesome to get to connect with you again. And I'm so happy to hear about all your adventures coming up. I just wanted to also say that I will be on Dr. Pat's radio show at 11 o'clock Pacific time today. Just wanted to throw that in there. I'm having a day of radio. Sharan, thank you so much for being on the show.
Thank you, Colette.
And have fun. Have fun in the States at your event.
Thank you.
And thank you once again. Thank you, Brian. Thank you, everyone listening in. This is Colette Marie Steffen. You're listening to The Truth is Funny. We will be back next week, Wednesday, 8 o'clock a.m. Pacific time, with Karen Benton, who is going to be hosting and has a very special guest. Stay tuned for that. Bye for now.
You've been listening to The Truth is Funny with Colette Steffen. Tune in to The Truth is Funny with Colette Steffen each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network as she provides energetic shifts and consistent results in every area of life, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. The truth is funny. Visit thetruthisfunny.com for more information. That's thetruthisfunny.com.